Hi there. Welcome to Joyce on YouTube. Don't forget to join us on the Joyce Meyer app and at joycemeyer.org for more of what you're about to see and lots of great content to help you in your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us.
The title of my message this morning is Leaving the Crowd Behind. And we've all got a crowd. You know, it may be your crowd in your neighborhood, or your crowd at work, or your crowd at school, or maybe some of your extended family that's your crowd, but we've all got our own little crowd. And many times when God touches your life and wants to take you somewhere, the crowd doesn't want to go. And so sometimes you either have to make the decision to not go with God or to leave the crowd behind. Going to start in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And it says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. And in chapter 5, verse 1, it says, and they arrived on the other side. But what happened between 4:35 and 5:1? They had a huge hurricane proportion storm. How many of you are going through something right now? How many of you are in the middle of something right now? Well, I want to tell you something. Between verses, chapter 4, verse 35 and chapter 5, verse 1 is what I call the middle. And you know, getting started is not hard. That comes with excitement. It comes with enthusiasm. It's something new. We've got a dream. We've got a vision. We've got an idea. We're going to start our own business. We're going to pay our house off. We're going to get out of debt. We're going to lose weight. We're going to exercise. We're going to go into ministry. How many of you know it's not hard to get a bright idea about what you're going to do? But I want to tell you honestly and sincerely, there really are so few comparatively that make it to the other side, that finish what they started. And it's because they don't know how to make it through the middle. Because many times when you're going through the middle, you're like the disciples were. Jesus seems to be asleep in the boat. And you feel like you're all alone. And it's tough, and you just don't have all that support and encouragement that you feel like you need. But I want to read you my definition of the highest level of spiritual maturity. And by the way, that's what God wants for each and every one of us, to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Not just to be saved, not just to go to heaven someday. If that's all God had for us, the moment that we're born again, he would just beam us up. He leaves us here for a reason. And that's because the Bible says that we are God's personal representatives, his ambassadors. And that, get this, the Amplified Bible says that God is making his appeal to the world through us. That's amazing. Do you know that if Christians would behave the way they ought to? Not just go to church, but I mean, get out of the church. I don't mean leave the church, but get what you need and let it help you grow, and then get out there and live the life. You don't even necessarily have to go preach to a bunch of people. If you just live the life. And if we were all doing that and had been doing that, first of all, we wouldn't have the problems we have today. And secondly, I think maybe Jesus would have already come because the world would be saved. Transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And you know, everybody that's called to preach, I think, has a certain thing that God wants them to bring. You know, for some people, they're bent more toward evangelism. I love to see people get saved, but I wouldn't call myself an evangelist. Some people are just encouragers. They just can't talk without encouraging people. And I love to encourage people, but I would not call myself a natural born encourager. But the thing that I have always had on my heart is spiritual maturity for the believers. That's my job from God, is to help you grow so you can enjoy the things that Jesus died for you to have. Come on. In the beginning of my walk with God, I got so tired of hearing about all these promises, and I saw them in the Word, but they really weren't a reality in my life. And nobody was telling me how to make them a reality. I can stand here and be a spiritual cheerleader, but I can't just feed you dessert. I have to tell you things that you may not want to hear. I have to tell you things that might make you squirm in your seat a little bit. Because growing up spiritually is similar to growing up physically. It's just not always easy. And there are some words in the Bible that we just don't like to talk about. And one of them is suffering. Thank you for your great response. Do you know? Well, forget it. Here's my definition of the highest level of spiritual maturity. This is where I'm trying to take you. Suffering while waiting patiently with a good attitude, while trusting God and continuing to be a blessing to other people. Now I'm gonna tell it to you again. This is where God wants us to get to. Me, you, every one of us. God doesn't like us suffering. But what he does like is for us to behave right while we're suffering. See, he wants us to still have a good attitude, to wait patiently, to continue trusting him, and very importantly, to keep reaching out and helping other people. That's the seed that you sow for your own breakthrough, is to reach out and help somebody else. When you can't help yourself, it's amazing how you can help somebody else. Suffering while waiting patiently, and patience is not just the ability to wait, it's how you act while you wait. Suffering while waiting patiently with a good attitude, while you're trusting God and continuing to be a blessing to other people. Now we'll just read this real quick. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Yay! Leaving the crowd behind. I've never heard a message entitled that. I'm sure there's been one, but we're going to pretend like I'm the first one to ever preach this. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat, and there were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. This was no little wind blowing a little bit of rain. This was like big. And Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. Don't you love that? God, where are you at? Why aren't you doing anything in my life? And the disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned? God, don't you love me? Where are you? Why aren't you helping me? Why aren't you making this go away?" Well, I'm going to say something you're probably not going to like, but I'm not called to say what you like. I'm called to say what's going to help you. Sometimes being delivered when you want to be delivered would not be the best thing for you. And even if you don't want to like this today, you ultimately, it'll do you so much good, you'll say, boy, I hope she comes back. Let me say it again. Being delivered from everything is not always the best thing for us, because we don't grow when things are good. We grow when God is all we've got and we're hanging on and wondering why in the world he's not moving to help us. God, where are you? Why, God, why? When, God, when? I do not understand what is going on in my life. This doesn't make any sense. I will tell you the truth, if you don't like a mystery, you might as well not bother trying to hang out with Jesus. Because there is just a whole lot of things that he does in our lives that just does not make any sense at all to us. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.